So what that means is I cannot rely on one opportunity. Yes, there's one that everyone knows, but I cannot be the person to rely on one opportunity. So I must say, I
Again, thank you very much. Welcome to Salon 3 Conversation. All right, start with disclaimer. We are very happy from the feedback you've been sharing with us, and then all the encouragement, constructive feedback. As I keep saying, this is very new to us in terms of creating this growth conversation. And we are still trying to find out what is really the right format that's going to work in the long run. Ariko, as we are trying to do that, we will keep trying different things, have guests, have personal conversations, events maybe, really anything that we think would bring up a topic that you can learn something. Because this is a conversation about growth. It's a conversation about your personal learning and personal development. So because of that, today we will also mix language. Because I have my very, very good friend for many, many years, Mama Z, a.k.a. Sherry. Sherry, a.k.a. Mama Z.
YOLO.
So. How are you?
I'm great. Yes. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yes.
Very, very happy today, especially having you on our conversation.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I know it's a bit last minute when you called me yesterday, but I was like, yeah, let's do this. And by the way, well done on this podcast. I think it really takes a lot. I think there's so many people who have ideas that are just dying somewhere, including myself. So seeing you take this step, kudos to you.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you for accepting to come to our show really last minute. And as for doing this, it's the credit to everyone you see here.
Wonderful team. It's a full house.
Yeah, it is really a full house. They helped me getting this and making this to life. So, Sherry, we are going to have a conversation about parenthood. There is a Sherry I know, which as we go in the conversation, I would be also explaining the person I know as you are.
Yeah.
Ariko, tell us, who is Sherry?
Actually, Malik, now that you've said that, sorry, I'll come back to answer your question. But I think you know several versions of me.
Yes. And
I think you've seen me transition into motherhood.
A lot.
So that gives you, okay, I get it. Anyway, for the viewers, people who are watching, my name is Sherry. Sherry Uwase. I am so many things. I am a mom first and foremost. I am obviously a daughter. I am a sister. I am an artist. I have a very on and off relationship with my music, but we still have that relationship. So I thank God. Let me see what else. Yeah, I also am a marketing and communications manager at it's an organization that I work for. And I think that's it from now.
You're also my boss, right? On the other side of the world.
Yes, we can see that.
Cool. So, yes. Everything you say is the Sherry I know, right? Mm. But most importantly, really, I think we know each other since 2017, maybe?
2017, yes.
And as you said, I know I've seen you growing in different things, right?
Yeah.
I've seen you growing as a mom. I've seen you growing as an artist.
In my career
as your career as well. We've worked together. And as a friend as well.
Yeah.
So, Ariko, there is one thing that I've seen you even growing way more. And that's really what I want us to talk about. I have seen you becoming a role model, a super mom.
Woo.
Yes. I need to explain this, right?
That's a lot of pressure.
It's really not. I think people should know and then should. I don't know how to explain this. Ariko, you grow in
Mabidi,
my friend.
Mabidi.
Cara, o cara,
é onde eu
se
estou
tirando
mudando.
não arribens. Arribigint. Urumva, so you get to see things and you start appreciating, right? You start appreciating the little things around you. And not only that, I share it, like, before I start asking my questions, right? Can you please share whatever you can share on your mom journey?
Yeah, so maybe I think the most straightforward thing I'll share is I'm a solo parent.
Yes.
Solo, it's a... I don't like to say single because if I'm being totally honest,
yeah,
I have a lot of support that I don't think I'm doing it alone.
Yeah.
But when it comes to some things, you it's like an artist. When you're a solo artist, you have a producer, you have a, you know, you have a whatever team that you're working with, you have instrumentalists and you have all of those people. But then when you're doing the track, it's you. So even when it comes to on ground, responsibility, financial responsibility, and all of those things, it's me, solo. But then I really have a very strong, I have the strongest support system.
Yeah.
And if I'm also going to be totally honest, I can say I am also really privileged to have all the opportunities that I have. Know the things that I know.
Yeah.
Do all of the things that I do. That also really like makes me not feel like I'm going through the journey as a parent. So I think that's what I would say about, yeah.
So speaking of that, right? So I'm really, really grateful that I actually attended your idea of
what is that?
When you're about to give a baby shower. I attended your baby shower.
That was in 2017, 18.
Yevutse
muri May of 2018.
Yes, that was 2018. It was a few months before you traveled to Kenya for giving birth.
Yeah.
So, and I think you are one of the very few mothers that invited men to baby shower, right? With a lot of very fun activities. And then it was, of course, very weird. Like, so Malika, I'm doing a baby shower, but I also want to invite guys on my baby shower. But it was really exciting, right? Yes. And then very different. So.
Nanu huse nago.
Sha, yawe niyo yonyine natase.
Oh, really?
So, Sherry, tell me. There is a journey, yonjo sinchaku ya, but by the time you realize you are about to become a mother, right? And you realize that you're probably going to be a solo mother. What came to your mind? And then how did you plan to get ready for that journey?
Yeah. I will go back to, let me answer that by, there is something that my dad said to me very many years ago. My dad has been, he passed away in 2014. So it has been a couple of years. But throughout my life, he was a, you know, anyway, I was going to say it was very present, but obviously had to be because my parents are married and, you know, I grew up in a two-parent household.
Yeah.
And one time he said to me, "Ngojewe, iftana na njivani." Me and my siblings, they swore, "Ngo muzabjar, ngo zawarabanyu, ngo nagozawarabanje, nanundi munu muzamu afatanyesh." So that really stuck with me. And so when I found out I was pregnant, my first instinct went to that, like, this is your blood.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, this is you. So you have to really step up your game. And I don't think, when I say step up, I'm not saying I was in a very bad situation. I don't even think I was in a bad situation.
Yeah.
It was just like a realization. Now, the thing that hit me was my mom. I was like, oh my goodness, how am I going to face my mom?
Yeah.
And how am I going to tell her? Again, support system.
Yeah.
I had some family really support me throughout through that. And surprisingly, my mom was also very supportive.
Yeah.
Obviously, as a parent, and especially a Rwandan parent, you want your kids the traditional way. You want your kids to get married. And I think that's what every parent would want.
Yeah.
You want your kids. Nobody wants their child to be a single parent.
Yeah.
You want your kids to get married. You want it to go through. And that was her concern. But also my mom is a very, she has such deep Christian values. And I think when you have values, it really helps. When you have like a, a strong value ufite mu buzima bwawe, really helps. So how she looked at it as umwana n'umugisha, which it is. You know, so she sat my siblings down and she told them, "Yo, we are expecting a baby. We are a family."
So your mom did?
Yeah, my mom. That's what she said to my siblings. She's like, "We are a family. This is what we need to do." And I don't know if you remember, maybe you might not, but when we were at Girl Effect, my sister used to bring me lunch.
Yes.
Because my mom was like, "You need like prime care." And my sister used to bring me lunch. Sometimes my brother used to drive me to work. So at the beginning, I felt like it was going to be a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
And it was disappointing, obviously, especially from other people. Not from me. Me, I was just like, here we are. I mean,
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And also, like, come on, what did you expect?
Yeah.
You know, every time you get intimate with anybody, there's a chance, even if you could potentially have a child with someone intimate with them, scientifically speaking. Biologists, those are facts.
Yeah.
So sometimes we also have to be realistic with ourselves. So I think for me, that was really it. And I would go, okay, I got to do it. Nobody's here to do it for me. And then another thing that I really... I don't know how to put it, but another thing that I decided at that time, I was like, this is going to be my journey. So come what may, this is going to be my journey. Naja gukoropa toilette, naja guhinga, akawirinji uhinga, akawirinji uja kugurisha, masarura, one woman team, that is exactly what I'm going to do. But this child is coming into this world. They didn't choose to be here, so I really have to like step up and put in the work. So, yeah, that was my mindset from that.
I mean, that's very brave in a sense of two things, right? Because one, I picked the community support, right, or family support. Kugira ngo byibuza n'abandi bari buze kutwumva, nitugira amahirwe abandi babyeyi bakatwumva, umve yuko nta kiba cyacitse, sibyo? Ibiba byabaye so kugira umwana ikivume cyangwa se gutekereza yuko hari ibyo ugomba kumwima ntacyo bimaze, sibyo? So I think that was really helpful, and that I think that's really one takeout that is really important for people who are listening to us. Ariko hari ikindi kintu uvuze that is really important that I actually also personally like to talk about is when you've made a choice to do something. You've made a choice to do something.
Yeah.
There is an outcome.
Yeah,
there is an end to it.
Yeah.
So you end really easy. You might as well celebrate it. Sibyo. But speaking of celebration, Sherry, I've seen you on that journey. You really celebrated your pregnancy. Wajya guduha show, kabyina, ugapostinga. Sibyo. And really the sad reality is they are scared of celebrating their motherhood journey, cyangwa se their pregnancy journey, cyane cyane when they are solo parents. Kubera yuko baba bafite ubwoba bwa society pressure, barabibona gute, baragutekereza iki. And really I'm enjoying how you are having this you are talking about this, right? Kavuguti, when you decide to get intimate with someone, there is an end to it. The end may be a kid, may not be. Ariko, there is an end to it.
Potentially, there could be.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now, what did you have in mind of this is me now, right? I have to find a way to be happy with the situation, right? Kwera kona none nutaba happy, there might be some consequences.
Yeah. And Malik, maybe let me take you back to being happy. It's not easy. Happiness does not remove hardship from any situation. I really want to make that clear. Happiness does not remove any hardship in the situation. So it was really difficult. It was really, really difficult. Like, I think at some point, I had a very, very low, emotionally, I was very low, that I had to say, you know what? Let me take myself to therapy. I had to go and see somebody that I could talk to. Kuko, in as much as yes, I had the support, but the reality is you're going to do this solo.
Yeah.
No one wants to do that. you want, especially when it involves the other parent, you want to do that. And also not just that, ariko mu buzima busanzwe ikintu cyo gutwita, it's draining, like emotionally, mentally. I think wumva abantu either, you know, because of the hormones,
yeah,
hada bari in a certain way, bakagira gahinda. Actually, I don't know, there's something called, I think, is it prenatal depression or something like that?
Where people, there's also prenatal depression.
Yes, there's prenatal.
I knew about the
postpartum.
Yeah.
Prenatal, I think, I might not be sure, but I think there is something like that. Cyangwa ugasanga, I think we know, ibingibyo turabizi, wenda hari nk'abantu bagira imishiha. So all of those are just hormonal changes going through the body. So I still, besides being saying, this is uyu n'umusaraba wanjye ngiye kuwikorera, it did not remove the fact that it was difficult.
Yeah.
I had so many nights where I struggled, where I could not sleep, where I was crying myself to sleep. Like, it really does not. So I don't want anyone to who is going through the same experience to just say, I'm going to be as happy as Sherry, because Sherry was it. Oh yeah, Sherry's mindset was to be happy regardless, but it did not take away the hormones. It did not take away the reality of the situation.
So I think that's actually the most important, right? And then thank you that you're actually sharing this. So now, how do you navigate that, right? Because kurumba harimo the decision you've made, kavugot, regardless, I decide to move, we move.
Yeah.
And then there is a situation that you cannot change. So the situation you cannot change is the hormones, right? Ariko niyo twashyira hormones aside, you are a human, right? Uribaza ibibazo ngiye kubyara umwana za sasaste, urumva, umwana zambaza bibazo runaka uri kubyumva, nzamugurira ibi, even if you think yes nagasaraba kanjye n'ubundi nzakizirikaho, uri kubyumva, but you cannot miss the question of nzakizirikaho gute. Hanyuma noneho hakaza na society, which society usually it's not very welcoming.
Yeah.
So one thing you said is therapy, which is good, that you actually managed to go to therapy. So is there any other thing that you can share to someone who is living the same, that would really help to navigate all of those situations?
Yeah. Also, maybe just to begin by saying therapy is not cheap. Maybe even that time, it wasn't. I think I used to pay, was it 15,000 per session?
That's even cheaper compared to what people pay today.
Yes, that's cheaper, because that was in 2017, 2018. I don't think you can even get anyone for double that. Okay, maybe double that.
The cheapest therapy now is 35,000.
35. So it's expensive. But I also think community, what we're talking about, community, having people that you can talk to. My friends were also really, really, really a great support system. But I also go to a point and I'm like, man, you don't want to be the friend who is always complaining. You don't want to be the... But some people, some friends are good enough and they're willing to walk the journey with you. Sometimes you need those mature friends who are emotionally intelligent and they know that. There's also now going back to society. So what I could say to that person, if you're not even able to afford, reach out to someone, your friend, your family, and I know you know that you can trust this person.
Yeah.
And you can speak to them and it could help. Number two, when to the society, me, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but when it comes to society and what they have to say about my choices, I think about it. I'm like, will it matter in 5 years? Are you contributing to anything that I'm doing? Are you contributing to my bills? Are you contributing? Or if you're not, then you're just noise.
Nice one.
You're really noise. You're noise, and then there's no situation that's permanent. Because it's not a permanent situation. I can tell you, who are making noise about my situation. Oh, like now they don't have anything to say. Even them, through that situation, they learn. Because if you're constantly pointing fingers, ukabona umuntu they have moved on, life has gone on, you start thinking, ukavuga ariko nanjye ubwanjye, let me not do that, let me not be the first person to throw a stone. So I think as we are experiencing things, people close to us are also experiencing it. Kandi icyo gihe ngewe, I was young, I think I was 25, turning 26. So yeah, biratambuka. So what I can say to people, biratambuka, I think the only time it's very difficult is if it's abantu bari directly close to you.
Yeah.
And it could affect your well-being. Hari abo birukana da, ababyeyi bakabirukana pe, akabura hajya, inshuti nazo zika, then that one is a really critical situation. Ariko ari abantu bari kukuvugira iwabo mu rugo nawe uri iwawe. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
They will be next tomorrow. There could be another trending story and you will be forgotten. So,
yeah.
Those ones who are not going to affect you directly, I will now, deranje, go see you for tanga deranje.
Who?
Yeah.
I can relate a few of this. Not as a single mom, but I have some part of me that can relate to some of this.
Yeah.
So, not necessarily. This is my last question before you give birth and then we go to the motherhood on its own. So today you get a lot of inbox. I see you as a super mom. I don't think I'm the only person who sees this. At least buri muntu wari wese nicaranye nawe turi kuvuga parenthood, motherhood, tukavuga ijambo Sherry, buri muntu wese ansubiza ngo I don't know how Sherry does it. Because they know how hard it is.
Yeah.
And they see the struggle you go through it. And then how you always manage to come to the end of the tunnel. So, and the strangers, right? Other young ladies who I don't know never had who are already in the same situation. Or if someone will come now in the same situation, I'm having this situation. Where do you direct them? How do you help them?
I think I've had one or two people in the same situation. And they're like, this is really hard. This is, when you're going through it. And I think usually what I say is, as hard as it can be, it's not going to, like, this situation is not permanent. It will change. I'm telling you, actually, Malik, since wowe uri n'umubyeyi urabyumva cyane, iyo umwana avutse abantu barishima bakibagirwa ibintu byose. They usually also say, like, iyo ababyeyi bari kugise going through labor,
yeah,
it's very painful, but as soon as the baby comes, you forget. Okay, maybe you don't forget, but you're distracted from it.
I don't know how you guys feel about that. I haven't, and I'm not a woman, so.
Yeah, so umwana ahindura ibintu byinshi. So at that time, when people come to me, I have to stand in and tell them this situation is, it's not permanent, and I'm here to talk to you if you need to talk.
Yeah.
I think one person specifically said, obviously I'm not going to disclose who they are.
Yeah.
Because they were confident, they trusted me with that.
Yes.
But one of the things that they were struggling with is how to approach family. And I told them, you will still have to approach them.
Yeah.
You know, whether you need to text one more person who you feel like you can be more comfortable with, but you still have to take that responsibility and inform them. Ariko also really, what I also tell them is, how do you really feel about it? Because remember, for me, it was from a point of, okay, here we are. Twende kazi.
Tubigende.
Oh, ya kazi katangiye
kumubyeyi.
Dukomeze nyine dutangire urugendo. Ariko there is someone else who's really struggling.
Yeah.
Maybe they're thinking, will I ever get married now? Maybe they're thinking my life is over. Maybe they're thinking all of those things. So even somebody kujitich, you really have to have peace with yourself. Because if you don't, you will not even face the society, whatever. and that you will not be able to face them if you yourself, you can't be gracious to yourself.
Yeah.
So I think, what I've tried to tell them is around that, but also really to find someone who can support them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So now, the present. I guess he after 7 years, right?
He's turning 7 in May.
In May. Oh, wow. So I can't believe it's been 7 years
it's
now.
It's been 7 years.
So Z play football. Yeah. Z goes to a good school. He speaks all languages. He knows music. Sherry is a successful woman in career.
I haven't even touched the surface.
Hey, okay. You are somewhere. See, Ufita Kazi, when that helps you to pay all of those bills. Remember, you're an artist. We came to your album listening last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a solo mother. How do you cut yourself in pieces? How do you do this, Sherry?
I wish I could tell you. I wake up at
4
a.m. But no, there is really no manual. And when it comes to this, I refer to my faith. I really strongly believe God has been holding me with throughout this. But another thing that I really want to emphasize on is on the power of manifestation.
Yes.
Something about manifesting your life and speaking into existence something that you want, even way before you want it.
Yeah.
And this is a practice. I think I mentioned those low moments that I used to have and I couldn't sleep. That's the time I started journaling. I'm manifesting. I'm like, it is really hard right now. But this is what I want to achieve. And I can tell you, Malik, 90% of the things I wrote in there, they happened. Like, not happened like it was a dream. I woke up. Yeah. No. I worked towards it.
Yeah.
Because it came from believing that. So I think a lot of it is really rooted in my faith in God and believing that I can be able to do this. But also there is believing. Yeah, go. Harawan wajegu singa. Maybe I'm say, imani yazo kubizana, and then you go and chill. But also on ground, at the end of the day when I'm sleeping, I know that school fees needs to be paid, and it's me who's gonna need to pay it. So what that means is I cannot rely on one opportunity.
Yeah.
Yes, there is one that everyone knows, but I cannot be the person to rely on one opportunity. So I'm also So if there is music, I'm looking for those gigs.
Mm.
If I actually even started some businesses here and there.
Oh, nice.
Yes, because I have manifested things and they will not find me in my bed. Vuba Vuba is not going to bring all of those opportunities. So, Changa Shin.
Nagorishowak.
So, I think there is how I do it. I really don't think there is any other magic that I do. Oh, yeah. Nichangapanga, mavugawenda. What do I want to achieve this year? What do I need to achieve it? Do I have the resources? Do I need to study something? How do we achieve this? And then that way, you know.
There is a really good part in that of manifesting, right? I'm gonna manifest this, but again, manifestation doesn't come on its own.
Yes.
So you need to do some work about it.
Yes.
Nagaye byanjye uvuga ngo ndabisengera Imana izabimpe. So urabisengera kanabikorera bikora ko Imana ifasha uyifashije. So I think that is one part, but there is another part. That probably, of course, if you believe in God, imani gufashamo, but really, really depend a lot on you as an individual, right?
Yeah.
That is even beyond science. Beyond financial means, sibyo. Because at the end of the day, urachyarumuntu. I imagine whatever that was hard 7 years ago, mbere yuko byara, there are some still parts that are really, really hard.
Yeah.
Ariko, you still manage to have strength of doing things, sivyo? Yo, and have time for it. So ni ukuvuga ngo iyo ndi kubivuga njyewe ndi kubivuga nk'umuntu ukuzi cyangwa se wenda nk'umuntu n'undi muntu ushobora kugufollowinga kuri social media with an intention to get to know you, they will know, sibyo? Ari buze kukubona mu gitondo wajyanye zi gukina umupira, aze kukubona watashye ubukwe bw'umuntu, sibyo? Ejo mu gitondo naza norskan muhure waje ku kazi, sibyo? Hanyuma niba afite umwana biga discovery saa kumi n'imwe nahagera muhahurira ugiye kwifatira umwana ku ishuri. So though there is a lot of community support, ariko ibyo ni ibintu that you still have to do on your own as a solo parent. So of course I can ask you how you do this, ariko what is the essence, like what is the motivation, what is the end goal, and then how far do you think you can go?
That's a good question. Actually, I've realized I can't do all of those things that you're saying anymore. Kuko birangira narushye narwaye umutwe, like you're saying, you need to be here, you also need to show up for people, you need to still show up for yourself. So if you're, what I'm able to do, I delegate now. I know, for example, I'll give you an example. Not so long ago, I decided to have a full-time driver because I'm not going to be doing morning pickup and drop-offs. I have a meeting at 3 p.m. Azale has an extracurricular, kujya gukina umupira. He also does roller skating, although the coach comes to our neighborhood. But, you know, he has to do all of those things, and I still have other things to do. So, yahongaho, to your point, and I am human. And I'll say, ibingi nago, I cannot do this. Or I tell people, I cannot come to this. And, you know, funny enough, I've actually had some friendships end because of that. Munakambira, let's do this. And I'm like, no, I cannot. But because of that fatigue, sometimes you just need to sit down and rest and all of that. So I'm getting to a point where I'm okay. Before that, I struggled with help because, again, going back to so I really don't want to bother anyone. And also, that's just me, naturally. I really, then I will ask for help. But there's also the option of you don't have to break before you ask for help. You can say, I have a lot on my plate, and then I ask for the help. So I'm getting to a point where I can take that and take a bit of help. And again, to the support system, my siblings, my mom, match his energy. And they take him for a couple of days, or they take him for the games that he has and all the other things. So I'm learning that I can't do it all by myself. Sometimes, obviously, you have to show up because that's the price I'm paying for the choices that I made. And I'll give you an example. I think one time, twari dufite a very important event kukazi. And that same day, there was a game kwishuri. You're not going to tell a five-year-old, hago ndibuze, ahandi babyeyi baje. So it wasn't a meeting. It was a get together. It was an end of year. So I had to attend his event, and the team had gone to Muhazi. I had to attend the event. After attending the event, Fatimodoka immediately, I went there and I found them there, and I sacrificed. I say it's fine. I'll have to drive the whole way. So those are the things. Some of that is a price to pay. At the end of the day, but again, to say being happy doesn't remove the hard work and the hardship and the toll that it takes.
This sounds easy to say, but I know it's not easy.
It's not.
Who do you talk to?
That's a good question. My friends.
Yeah.
I have friends. I have family. My cousin, I have a cousin who I'm very close to that I speak to about it, but especially my friends. Okay. I have some friends where we are very intentional. We are growing to be intentional. I think imyaka tugezemo ntago ari kuvuga ngo turakoze by the way myanga. Myanga rat.
Wiser.
Wiser. Because of how life has turned out. Uva, I think mu gihe cy'ababyeyi bacu babaga bafite a lot of communal support because ibintu byinshi wasangaga babikora hamwe. Urumva ariko twebwe we become very individualistic. So at the end of the day ugasanga buri uretse nanje who has a special I don't want to call it a special case, but a very different life setup.
Yeah.
Ariko even you, I'm sure you and your wife, even umwirirwamo uba wananiwe ku buryo it's not every day that you're going to remember, oh, uyu munsi ni anniversary ya kanaka, ejo uyu nguyu nawe bizaba bimeze gutya na gutya. It's really tough because we're all chasing life.
Yeah.
So my friends and I, some of my very close friends and I, what we decided to do is to be more intentional about it. We're like, everyone has things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't intentionally work on our friendship, and you find you've drifted apart,
yeah.
And maybe some people have chronic illnesses because of changwa other lifestyle threatening situations,
yeah.
And I think, and not even just for us, but I think that's what I would even tell other people watching us.
Yeah.
If life was started taking at all, you really need to like be intentional with your relationships. And by relationships, I mean friendships and family and
So one of my hardest question today is breaking generation trauma, right? Nsigamburi indi jambo nkoresha ritari trauma, but I think it's generational childhood, like how uko twarezwe kubera ko twerwa dukurira mu bintu byinshi byatanze. So there is the trauma you get, there is how you're raised sometimes that is not the proper way.
Yeah.
Urumva ubwo ntago ndi kubivuga ntago abantu bose baciye muri ibyo bibazo, but I think millennials abenshi twabiciyemo, right? And probably some Gen Zs as well. So you are raising a mother, right?
Yeah.
You are raising next husband to someone, the next boyfriend to someone, next father to someone. And you've been lucky to have your father for 24 years, although it's not really enough. And now there is no...
So it's actually less. He died a couple of years before I got pregnant. So yeah, it was less than that. Yeah.
Which is also hard because in your dad passed 3 years before you give birth.
Mm.
So what does that mean? Usually, you were still grieving. Although there is no even such a time, there's no such a thing of stop grieving.
There's no time frame.
But the wound was still really fresh. So now you're raising a man. Right.
Yeah. So how is
what kind of a man do you want to raise, and how do you deal with these situations to make sure that whatever you went through, like Z become a man that you're really really proud of?
Yeah, I wish I had the answer to that, Malik. And I'll be honest, and I tell you, I do not have the answer to that because I'm also being a parent for the first time. And I'm discovering as I'm going. And I think for every stage comes with its own ways of parenting and ways of navigating. So for me, I think I try to be as honest with myself again.
Yeah.
And know that if I need the support, Koko, it gets to a point. Obviously, he's a boy.
Yeah.
I've never been a boy. I've never been a boy. He's going to be a man. I've never been a man.
Yeah.
But I also know that within my circles, within my family, within my friends, by the way, what is this stage? As a boy, did you go through this stage? Did you? He is he's 6'7", usually 6'7", actually from 5, baba bafite energy nyinshi. After energy nyinshi, No, Nihoi Kubirako, he's also very active. He's into sports and stuff. Arasonza. Agira piti cyane. Like, he gets hungry every single time. And, you know, I thought about it and I was like, no, nese, hari n'ukuntu y'abantu barya cyane banarwaye n'inzoka. Nge nkajya muhata ama vitamine cyane umwana. Kwishi. And, you know, when I had conversations with some of my friends, they're like, it's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal kuko akoresha imbaraga nyinshi, afite energy nyinshi.
Yeah.
So it's only natural. There's nothing abnormal about that. So that's what I'm saying. With every stage, I try to really educate myself. I know teenagehood is coming.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm doing push-ups. Kuko. I'm like, God, by that time, yeah, successful of
Gaga.
Hey. Because that appetite, I even remember when my brothers were teenagers,
hey.
I think you know the appetite of teenage boys. But since you are one, a hug. But teenage boys,
they eat until they can finish whatever is at all.
Whatever is available. So, you know, so at every stage that is coming, I try to really educate myself. But there's also resources around here. There's people that you can talk to. One of the people who I don't know if he's aware, but I pick a lot of things from him is Hassan, Pastor Hassan at CLA. And I think we touched a little bit about him.
Yeah, it's gonna.
Yeah, I think he would be a great guy to talk to about fatherhood. So there are some people that I go to and I speak to them. But another thing that I also do, I try to be as honest with him as I possibly can. Kuko, the more you educate someone, I don't want him, because one of my prayers as a parent is that he can be a self-sustainable human being.
Yeah.
Not just for because he's going to be a dad or because he's going to be a da-da-da-da-da, but even for himself.
Mm.
So, God forbid, if anything happens to his mom or to his uncles or whatever, and he's a grown adult, he will know how to get through life. Obviously, loss makes you not go to, but I mean, you know, like survival. You know, that's one of the things that I feel like if he's able to achieve that as a parent,
no, you deserve one already. You deserve a lot of flowers, to be honest. I mean, I have a lot of questions on this. If I ask you these questions, I really won't stop. I personally am learning a lot from this. No wonder anyway. But I think there will be many, many people that would learn a lot from this. So maybe a few last questions, two to three last questions. This is a funny one. So Z is 20, 21, maybe 23. And he comes home and say, "Mama, I met someone pregnant." What would you do?
I'd just be like, so how do you feel? One, how do you feel about it? Two, what is your plan? Remember what did my dad tell me? So I think for me, again, part of being an independent and self-sustainable is to own your choices. It's not just it's not just getting a job, being successful, whether it is material-wise, changa, you know, gutunga or all of that. No, it's not just that. Even in your choices. So if you don't give job, first of all, I'll tell him the same thing I told myself.
Yeah.
What did you expect was going to happen? That was not your sister. What did you expect was going to happen? But I will not be someone who's going to throw a stone. It's not going to be what did you expect was going to happen in a way you can judging or anything, because that same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the sense of you have to own up to your choices if you're not already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, my mom used to tell me almost the same as your dad. Ariko were in a bit twisted language. So I remember one day, my mom had us, we were four. None had Amgira. we were discussing about my sex affairs. Arangiranga.
Naughty boy.
Arangiranga. Rero reka nkubwire ikintu kimwe. Ati ngufi turi wenyine. Ni ukuvuga ngo ndi njyenyine, not with the four of us, but icyo gihe she's referring to me. So ni ukuvuga ngo niharamuka agize umuntu utera inda, I cannot take responsibilities of two people. Kandi ntago nzanga umwana, njye ndashaka umwuzukuru. So what does that mean? You go out, the kid comes in.
We only have one spot.
We only have, there is only one spot. And that's what it will be for day. So I grew up with that mentality of like, okay, I see there is a little bit of not judging in that end, but there is conditions. I'm responsible to you. So if you bring someone else that you're not responsible to, you go with switch. Anyway, for some reason it's one of the funny stories I never forget about my mom. I remember the particular situation the night in Vasetting yours, in that sense. Unfortunately, she didn't get to see her grandkids, but I know she's happy.
Fortunately, yeah.
So Sherry, as we close our conversation, and again, as I said, it's a journey, right? Mm. So I don't think that we can talk about this until especially young parents.
Ariko that's a stage of life where muri secondary we talk about your crush or you talk about what ibyo twabinyuzemo biratambuka. Maybe next stage of life we'll be talking about something else. So, yeah.
So a little bit of segue outside of parenthood. So what is your dream? Where do you want to be? What are you doing about it?
That's a deep one. What do I want to be? One, I want to be financially independent. I want to get to a point where I can have my money working for me, than me working for my money. And not
amen.
Woo, let's put it out there into the world.
Yes.
So come back. so yeah, and that could be in many things. And also another thing that I really hope that I can do is to be of influence, to be of impact. Not maybe atari mu buryo bw'amafaranga ayangayo na yaboneka nayo tuzayakoresha mu kwimpactinga, but even something as small as this,
yeah,
as this podcast, if someone is going to listen to it, they can take something that's going to impact them.
Yeah,
they can take something that's going to positively have a positive influence,
yeah,
in their life. So for me, that's really the quest that I'm on, and working towards that every single day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
how about you, Malik?
Okay, let me make a comment and then I tell you. One thing I can, again, manifest. Ukova mutimas, they're being influenced. I think anyone who knows Sherry, they know, he knows or they know about Mutima, right?
The Mutims.
Mutims.
Yeah.
So I think that whole community is really learning something. And I'm very sure, for matter of fact, this is going to be another learning conversation for them. It really is a learning conversation for me. And then I hope it makes an impact to one or two other people as well who will be listening or watching this. How about me? So where do I want to be? I think, let me start by, I don't know. And I own it. I celebrated that I don't know everything guys or where I want to be. Ariko, there is one thing, right? So one thing is Shandarush. I'm honestly really tired and I think I want to rest as soon as I can. So what does that mean? Financially, it means what you're talking about. So I need to be able to rest at early stage.
Yeah.
So that I can enjoy all the hardship of life I have been through, right? So that I can stop going home with guilty of not having time with my kids and so forth. hari akantu uzi kwa kundi tuva ku kazi twagera mu rugo ukajya muri dushe, hajya muri dushe ufite ama email utarasubiza, ugahita wongera ukajya mu kazi. So nowadays Rema nsigaye ngera mu rugo yabona mfashe laptop agahita yongera akambwira, cyangwa se nambaye mpinduye n'imyenda ngiye muri sport agahita ambwira ngo papa ngo ugiye mu kazi na none, no sise ugiye mu kazi again, urumva? So and that really guilt me, right? Because in his mind he's like, so you had a whole day out, right? So now you are here, you are mine, right? But you're still going to work. So like, when am I gonna get your time? So I really hope that
you can do that.
I can manage to get that time as soon as possible. I think that's one of the biggest challenge in life I have today. So if I remove that aside, sinzi niba nshaka kuba umukire cyane. I'm really grateful where I am. Of course, I want to continue financially grow. But this podcast is one of the things in many, many, many things I want to do for community. So I want to end by empowering community and helping people, mainly because of how I grew up, and then how I've been, the support I've been getting in my life. So I am where I am today because I've been given a lot of opportunities. So I really want to get to the point where I am capable to give these opportunities to many people, especially many young Rwandans. I want many young Rwandans to find jobs, to have better education, and then so forth. So when I will get to that, I would be have made it in life.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Actually, wow. I had a question, but let me also quickly make a comment. Now that you've explained it that way, it reminds me of something that has really been on my heart for a few years now, and that is something to be able to support single mothers who are not as privileged as I am. Because I really think sometimes before we give an opinion, a lot of the times it's influenced by privilege. And maybe a lot of what I've been saying is influenced by the privilege that I have. Ariko ndabizi ko there are so many people who don't have it. And so for me, I really pray that one day I'll get to a point where I can have a space where I just interact with fellow single moms. There was one that came to my Instagram, part of what you're saying, when people reach out to me, and I use my platform to be able to get a solution for them. I don't know if you followed.
I think I missed that.
You probably missed it, but it was someone who reached out to me. And I think they're okay with me sharing this because I shared it already publicly on my Instagram. And they're telling me they're a single mom too. They have an education. They haven't been able to find work. And I put it out there on my Instagram. And I said, people, dufashimone. And she has been having job interviews. Oh, nice. And the same day that I put it, people, I got her number. And people were able to send her money. And I think that day she was able to get between 100 and 150K that people were sending her. And part of the message, what she was saying is she doesn't even have rent and she has a baby. And so just being able to use my platform to impact one person's life like this was very close to what I was thinking. And the, sometimes meli harija dutekereza ibintu nitunabivuge.
Yego.
Uvuga ati maybe one day nzagera kuri kingiki. Maybe one day this is what something that I wanted to do. So for me, also something like that. Obviously, again, it being social media, it being the world that we live in, there are people who are going to be scammers.
Yeah.
As of get quite a story to make a story. So it's not something that I have the capacity for right now. Yeah. Because since it's a topic that's so close to me, something that I have lived to.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy ko umunyaza kanira ifrape wa mugani. I have a Burundian friend ukuna kuvuga ngo nago.
Ngo yafte ifrape.
Ngo yafte ifrape. So munashobora kuza gashira whole story and you buy it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not going into it right now, because I don't want to lead people down and also for maybe stand up for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also that's something that I hope that I can be able to Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, yes, and that would be really great. Aiko, one thing I need to add on this is, Sherry, pain is pain. Fibio, either privileged or unprivileged, pain is pain. So I always try to explain this to people, quote unquote, when you have an emotional pain, it's an emotional pain. And I don't think, I at least in Nibajiharinago, but I don't think you call up to now had a pain meter that can measure the level of a pain someone is having. So because of that, Rero, you should be grateful, but you should also not really feel bad that you are privileged and your pain
I like that.
and undermine your pain. Gukwa kwaruba bai kukurusha.
Yeah, I
You
see.
get kubera ko reaction to pain na marira na gahinda nibindi, and the reaction to pain are the same. So because of that, you always have to remember that to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Kubera ko pain is pain.
I like that.
Yeah, so anyway, I think
I have a question for
yes.
you before we continue. And thank you for saying that. It's very empowering. So you mentioned co something about my name comes up when you're talking about parenting, and to you and Nadia as well. You've mentioned it a couple of times. I want to hear it from you. What is it about my parenting journey? Is there any specific thing that you have seen and you're like, this is something that has really impacted me?
I think it's a very, very good question. I have an answer to that right away. So I think for me to start with is, which is that's exactly where I started by asking you, by asking my question is first of all the celebration, right? The acceptance of your parenthood, right? Buriya, married and ma not married, kuba umubyeyi also abiteguye cyangwa utabiteguye, it's not an easy thing. So now the fact, with all the hardship, the cries you would make, the worries you'd be thinking about, but the fact that you can still be able to celebrate that, I think that's a good thing. But for me, most importantly, it's not even that, yeah. Most importantly is, as a solo parent, quote, you said you hate the word single, is Jeven and Nadia were very privileged. Again, coming from that angle. So we live with I live with my mother-in-law, so my mother Nadia. So which means for many hours she support us to take care of the kids, the ma, nibindi. So which means that they are the pain of sleepless nights.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because we could go on holidays to Kasigungana Murugo and we are not worried. Kubera ko dushobora kuba dusinzire tukumva umwana ari kurira dushake kubyuka, because you probably think yuko umuntu bari kumwe nawe ashobora kubona anamukunda kukurusha. You get, but in the end of all of that, you still worry, right? You still there's a lot of hard work. Mugomba kujya kwa muganga, umwana agomba gukingizwa, mugomba kumushakira ishuri. And then there are things that you cannot outsource.
Kabisa.
My friend Astelis, which is you know as well, she's the one who says in life we should learn how to outsource our problems. But there is the pro there are problems that you cannot outsource. So none iyo ndi kubireba ntareba ukuntu biri kutu biri kuba ikibazo turi batatu mu rugo, who really cares about someone in one house, right, under one roof. And then tukibuka yuko Sherry arahano igacuriro in one roof herself nazi ari babiri gusa, it's you are like, how does this woman manage to do? Urikubyumva, you know, nana, the kid is already inspired of becoming hadya kunda Messi, right, Ronald
Cristiano Namsapi.
Mbappe, right? And he knows the reason Cristiano ari Cristiano nukwera kwa jamuri gym. Urumva, he knows, like, everything is exposed to it because you are doing that. Urikubyumva. At the same time, nugo wenda, you may not have your dream job, but you've managed to make your way. No, you haven't been jobless. So which means you still manage
kujya mu kazi ugakora, you deliver, people appreciate you, urumva, you get new challenge or new opportunities, you jumped it. So the whole thing, urumva, and knowing the pain probably you don't share. Because I can sympathize with that pain, but I don't know the pain, but I know there is pain that you don't share. Tujye no muri your pain, I am sure you cannot even, like, there even the pain that you cannot even explain.
Yeah.
Sibyo. So when you look at all of that, it's something to really, really commend. So that's what I was talking about. And then still be able to see you as a joyful person. It's like, you are miserable. You're very happy. And of course, despite all the pain you've said, despite of the loss, the friendship, you really stick to your objectives, right? I know my true north, and then I have to go through that no matter what. So that's really what I was talking about in terms of inspiration.
Thank you, Malik. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. You know, sometimes, like you're saying, Hari, some pain that I probably never get to speak about, some pain that I don't even know I have.
Yeah.
Because my default life is set up the way it is. Mm. So kundi munu ireba, I don't want to use this as an example. And I do not, maybe disclaimer is to say that I do not mean to mock this community. But ubajije nk'umuntu utarigeze arebaho. Like, you know, there are different kind of people who are visually impaired, blind, visually impaired. Hari ababa bafite sight ikageraho, ikagenda kubera uburwayi, hari noneho n'utayifite completely. So when you ask them, which is your favorite color? They have never seen colors.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe you feel bad for them, kuerako, they can't see or they've never seen all the beautiful things that we see. Mm. But their reality of life is good because it has been like that from the get-go and they've managed to go through life based on their circumstances. So for me as well, having given abandi bantu babona, and they're like, oh, this and this and this. I'm just like, but that's my default setting.
Yeah.
I think it would be different for someone maybe who was previously had the support maybe from the other partner, and then eventually it's not there anymore because of, again, different life circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it is, either death, either divorce or whatever, then that becomes different. From the get-go, it has been me. I'm just like,
That comes very natural to you.
Yeah.
But there's no such a thing as natural, honestly. It's natural because you've by the way, you trained yourself to.
Yeah, it's your.
No one gave you this training.
Yeah.
So, it's
your reality. You have to adapt.
Exactly. Yeah. But in the end, it's something really, really to commend.
Mm, thank you for saying that, Mali.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much. I think this is probably our longest ever conversation we've ever had on Salon Free Sofa. No. This was really, really helpful. We thank you very much.
No, thank you for having me. And thanks to the team. You guys are very patient. I hope you have enjoyed the conversation as well. Yeah? Okay.
I hope next time we'll come back. We'll talk about music, branding, and then so forth.
Yes.
Or we'll also talk about Z, birthdays, yaje kuchina. I don't know, Mali Paris Saint-Germain, whatever you want to go to play. But yes, thanks. Thanks a lot, Mali, for sharing.
So much.
And I'm sure this is going to be a good learning for many, many people. But it was a really good learning for me. If it, like had been ari and I'm happy that I didn't cry because I almost cried.
Oh.
So I'll see you next time.
Can I say one more thing?
Say.
To people who are watching and are going through that situation.
Yes.
I don't know if you're able to put my Instagram.
Oh yeah.
They can watch and they can reach out to me. Having been through that experience, I don't want anyone to go through it knowing me and feel like I'm not approachable. Yo, I am approachable. Approach me, let me know. And
okay.
I really want to be a support system for someone who went through the same thing I went through because I got the support.
Thank you for offering. I actually was very shy to ask. But to do that, and then really thank you for offering that.
Thanks, Ali.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Until next time. This is when we say, please subscribe, share our content, share feedback. Thank you very much.